Mayor went out to our Board of Canvas meeting this morning. We're reconvening Board of Canvas to make some corrections from what we did last week. Turn the time over to Ryan McKenzie.
Good morning, Commissioners. Thank you. Yes, I appreciate your willingness to come back together. We found an error that we want to make sure is corrected. I do have a statement to read as part of the record. It reads as follows. Accuracy in the counting of ballots and reporting of those ballots is essential to ensure the voice of the people is captured and reflected in the results of an election. Confidence in the accuracy of the election results is the foundation of our form of representative government. I recognize my responsibility and am committed to ensuring that this happens in each and every election. I hold myself and my staff to the highest standards of professional conduct and transparency of our actions. At the conclusion of the initial recount, we identified a difference in vote totals for candidates in the 2nd Congressional District. Two additional votes were awarded to Colby Jenkins, and two votes were subtracted from Celeste Malloy. While this is not common to see a change in the totals, it is not unheard of. The changes were believed to be as a result of ballots that were misinterpreted during the adjudication of ballots with unclear marks from the voter. Following the initial canvas meeting of the recount in analyzing the precinct total report, known as the SOVC, 15 precincts were identified with variations in the total ballots cast from the primary report and the recount report. And we have an attached document to demonstrate this as well. These variations were abnormal and unexpected. As a result, it was decided that an in-depth review would be conducted to determine the variations. On August 1st, 2024, my staff and I conducted this review. We identified that in the primary election and in the recount, there were individual ballots that had been counted twice and other individual ballots that were not counted. We identified six batches of ballots that contained these errors. Three batches were incorrectly counted during the primary and were corrected during the recount process. Three separate batches were correctly counted during the primary but incorrectly counted during the recount. As we are still within the time frame set by state statute for completing the recount to correct these errors, these three batches will be and were recounted. These errors were not the result of equipment, software, or procedural failures, but were the result of operator errors. The individuals involved were made aware of the errors and corrective action has been taken to ensure that this does not happen in future elections. Following the recount, the Board of Canvas will be and is now being reconvened to certify the results. The processing of these three batches was held on Friday, August 8th, 2024 at 2 p.m., and the Board of Canvas is being held today. I want to make sure that you also are aware that each campaign was contacted. This explanation was provided
to them.
Just one
second. It was held on what date?
Friday, August 8th. Yes. No.
Nope.
I apologize. Incorrect date there. That was Friday, August 1st.
I think that's right.
Yes.
Thank you.
Each of the campaigns were contacted and informed of this and provided copies of these documents as well.
Yeah.
So with that said, Commissioners, you do have a multi...
Actually, Friday was the 2nd.
The 2nd, August the 2nd. Thank you, Commissioner. You have a multicolored sheet like this. What this shows to you is the blue columns represent the original count, the total votes cast, and the individual votes for each candidate as reported in the primary election. The kind of beige color represents the totals that were reported from the original recount, and the green represents the totals that were included and corrected in this corrected recount. You also have an election summary report that shows the accurate results for each election, or for each candidate, with a total votes going to Celeste Malloy of 11,846, and a total votes going to Colby Jenkins, 9,743. With that, I'd be happy to answer any questions that you might have.
I do have one question. SOB, is it C? Do you know?
Statement of Votes Cast.
Oh, VC.
Yeah, that's our precinct detail report that we provide that both to the Lieutenant Governor's office. That's also the report that we post out on our website. Has the precinct by precinct total votes cast and then the breakdown of the votes for each of those precincts.
Thank you.
So the total from what was before, did it change from what we did last week then?
One vote for each candidate, yes. Plus one for Celeste Malloy, minus one for Colby Jenkins.
On that. So realistically, total overall then, because came one vote difference.
Correct.
Okay. Any questions?
No, I don't have any questions, and thank you for the thorough explanation.
Okay, I need a motion then to approve the Board of Canvas.
So moved.
Second.
Moved seconded that we approve the Board of Canvas in a reconvening meeting that has been presented to us by Brian McKenzie. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
That is unanimous. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner.
If there's no other business, we will adjourn this meeting right now.
Thank you.
Thank you.